I think one of the illustrations that came out through the shares was the idea of the presence of truth stirring things up, and we feel the fear of those societies, you know, those societies that our sense of self is attached to, when they're stirred up, their disruption can be felt by us as an anxiety and a fear, which we can't really necessarily put our finger on. Or depressed states can arise as well, and that can be an inflow of a disruption occurring within those aspects that our sense of self is having to be separated from. So again, it's the presence of the Lord's truth that enables those states to be felt and experienced. Then obviously not pleasant states, but when we understand the dynamic of what the regeneration of the human mind involves, as is, you know, plagues and locusts and frogs and water becoming blood, and all of that is an opening up of seeing what the native proprium is. So these things, the darkness and the thick darkness, are not something that come upon. It's a revealing of what it is, of what that state actually is, which is hidden from us while we are in a process of perhaps rationalizing, minimizing, lightening up evils, which ultimately have to be brought into the light if we are to see and reject them as evils for what they are. So 7720, they had no mind to leave them. So if they don't leave, if you think about this in terms of spirits that won't leave because they're getting something out of being there, but the only reason they can get something out of being present is because there's something we are hanging on to that gives them access. So the whole process is one of a loosening up of our attachment to what gives those spirits leave to bring about the torment.